This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And why sometimes we don't get our prayers answered, and how we need to do what the Word of God says. Now, some people say, well, I prayed for that once or twice, and I didn't get my answer. So, I mean, I guess God's not listening. I just give up. Well, what a shame. I mean, I can think of people that I have prayed for one time and got a tremendous answer. And then I think of people I prayed for weeks and months before I got my answer. But I didn't never give up, because I know God's answers to His obedient children are always yes and amen. Gina's over there pointing her finger. She said, and I know where that's found. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God are yes and amen, aren't they, Gina? Absolutely. So you get called out or something, Keith? Okay, well, praise the Lord. That's one of those things. That's the hazards of being a working man. That's the way life is sometimes. I know I've had those kind of days in my life, lots of them. But now then, in Luke chapter 18, let's start here in Luke 18, and this story is a story in the world about how persistent we should be in the spirit world. Now, this story is about a widow, and she's talking and going before a judge that's just a man of the world. But it says in Luke 18:1, says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must never give up. Now, you can't be no clearer in what he's trying to tell us, is it? I mean, here he laid it out. You need to be in constant prayer and to show them that they must never give up. Now, if you don't get your prayer answered the first time, what should you do? Give up?
No.
No, if you don't get it answered the second time, what should you do? Give up?
No.
If you don't get it answered the 30th time, what should you do? Give up? No. That's right. No. Especially when you've laid there for years. Years, see. I mean, this little gal, it's absolutely amazing. Well, now, every time I think about it, she came from Midland over the weekend to stay for a healing school, Sunday service, and stayed for today so she could get Bible study before she goes back home. But when I think about this little lady, lay in a bed for 10 years. 10 years. Beat upon by the devil, and she finally found a ministry, which was ours, that could pray the prayer of faith for her. And Sharon Jones prayed the prayer of faith for her, and God instantly healed this woman of a 10-year bedridden problem. Aren't you glad she didn't give up?
Amen.
See? She kept on. She called, and she... Then Sharon can pray the prayer of faith. But see, you got to get somebody that can pray the prayer of faith. The average Christian today can't pray the prayer of faith. The average Christian cannot and does not know how to pray the prayer of faith. You know, they don't know the Word, don't spend no time with God. I mean, you know, they may come to church once in a while. You know, maybe they're really great Christians and they come every Sunday morning, but they don't go on Sunday night. You know, or they don't spend any time with the King during the week. They're too busy. I mean, they've got their jobs to do, or their house cleaning to do, and everything else. And then somebody called and says, would you pray for me? They said, sure, I'll put you on my prayer list. They write your name down. And do they ever pray for you? No. Never. I mean, there is multitudes of lists in the Baptist churches that I used to attend that they would give you that list. You go home, and I have to say, I'm guilty as the rest of them. I'd take that prayer list and I'd go home. Did I ever get on my knees and pray for any one of those people? No, I'd throw it over in the seat of the car. Now, how many of y'all ever been guilty of those things besides me? Now, the rest of you lied. Well, didn't hold up your hand, you lied. Because I know you've done the same thing. We have all been guilty of that. You know, but when you learn how to pray and you learn how persistent you need to be in prayer, then when somebody calls them, could you pray for me? You say, how about right now? It's just like today. Kathy answered the phone today, and there was a lady calls that I want to put myself on y'all's prayer list. Kathy said, what is your need? And the lady told her. She said, okay, let's pray. She said, what? Kathy said, well, I thought you said you just have this need. She said, well, I do. She said, well, let's pray right now. So Kathy held her hand. I'm watching her on the phone. She's praying for this woman. And when she gets that prayer done, the lady said, wow, well, if you're going to pray for me like that, then I've got this need also. And she must have kept Kathy on the phone for at least a half hour. I finally went and done some other things. Because when she found out Kathy would pray, and when she heard those bold, awesome prayers of faith that she was spitting out, well, I got this need also, or my son has this need, and my daughter has this need. Would you pray for them too? So Kathy prayed for that lady for a long time. But see, that's the kind of prayers God hears. Those prayers of faith. You know, I mean, don't just have somebody tell you that they need prayer and you say, oh, okay, and pat them on the back at church and say, I'll pray for you. And you're not going to pray for them when you walk out that door. You don't remember their name. You don't know who they were. You didn't write down the prayer request. On the way home, somebody said, who was that asked you to pray for them? Well, let's see, somebody did. What asked you to pray for? Well, I don't remember. You know, hey. You want to know why we don't get our prayers answered? If you don't pray, you're not going to get your prayers answered. And if you don't pray in faith, you're not going to get your prayers answered. So Jesus is telling us here in Luke 18, 1, he is saying there, he said, I've given you this story to illustrate your need for constant prayer. Now, that kind of goes along with what Jesus told us through the Apostle Paul. He said we're supposed to be in prayer continuously, right? That's pretty hard to do, be in prayer continuously. But you can be. You can be talking to the Lord. I don't care what you're doing. I mean, you can be working or doing something else and still be in prayer. And to show them that they must never give up. Remember this. Remember that Jesus himself was telling you never to give up in prayer. Stay there. I mean, get in there. Fight the fight of faith. I think about the man of faith. Some of the stories that I've read about some of these men of faith. And one that just absolutely kind of shocks me was a man of faith was asked to come over to a pastor's house. His wife was very critically ill. And when he got there, the doctor had just told them that she was fixing to pass away. So these two preachers were sitting there praying for one another. And one was praying for the one his wife was fixing to pass away. And he said, oh, God. Please give Brother Jack the ability to go on once his wife comes home to be with you. And you know, these are the kind of prayers. And then after he prayed, the preacher, he prayed the same kind of prayer. The man of God was standing over there in the door. He walked in and he heard what they were doing. He walked over and kicked both of them chairs and said, you unbelievers, get out of the way. He reached over and stuck his bottle of oil and opened it, poured it right down the middle of her and said, God heal her in Jesus' name. And the woman got up off the bed and was completely healed right there. And when she opened her eyes, she said, there's Jesus standing at the foot of my bed. And all it took was a man of God to come on the scene to be bold and violent. And the woman got healed. Now see, this is the battle we're fighting in the spirit world. These demons of hell come to kill us. They come to put symptoms on us. And when I was talking to Howard Pittman, when we all as a team are talking to Howard Friday, we spent the whole day with him. He's the man who had the death experience in 79, the Baptist preacher, that thought he had done a lot of things for Jesus. And then when he got home, the Lord spoke to him and told him, you didn't do nothing for me. He said, you didn't believe my word. He said, you can come in. But he said, you ain't going to get no rewards at all. He said, you didn't do nothing for me while you were down there preaching. And he was devastated. And he said, God, please, I don't want to come in. If I don't get some rewards, he said, Lord, I don't want to come in. He said, okay, you're not going to get any. But he said, if you don't want to come in like this, I will take you on a trip of the spirit world and then I will send you back to earth and I'll let you live for a few more years and then you can produce some fruit for me. He said, I went to Baptist seminary. They taught me that the baptism of the Holy Spirit wasn't real. He said, they taught me that miracles wasn't real. He said, I believe them. But he said, let me tell you, since I've had my death experience and come back, I've changed my mind. God, didn't he die? He said, I've changed my mind. He said, the God that I stood before, he's a mighty God, an awesome God. And so he really had this experience. And so I asked him a question while I was there. I asked him a lot of questions while we were there. But one of them, I said, you know, he said, there's a battle going on that very few people realize, that Satan has been empowered to send his demons to afflict us and torment us and to see how we will respond. I said, so you wake up one morning with a pain in your hand. If you don't know that's coming from the enemy, you will just agree with it and it'll get worse. He said, that's absolutely right. I said, so if you start agreeing and saying, and the thought will come to your mind, you know, you're 50 or you're 60 or you're 70, and, you know, that's probably arthritis by now in the back of your hand. And you confess, wow, I must be coming down with arthritis. So you go to the doctor and say, doctor, I got this terrible pain in the back of my hand. I must be coming down with arthritis. And he checks and he says, that's exactly what you've got. You got the beginnings of arthritis. So you go out and start telling everybody, I have arthritis. I have arthritis. Will you pray for me? I have arthritis. And I said, every time you say that, you're claiming it, and the devil's power gets stronger and stronger. He said, that's exactly the way it works, Thurman. Exactly. I said, isn't that amazing? See, when Jesus said, I bore your sickness and I removed your disease on the cross, that's what he meant. So anytime anything that sickness and disease comes to us, we need to realize he's given us power and authority over that, and we don't have to receive from the enemy what he's trying to put on us. But we've totally not believed this book. We just don't believe it. So our confession is so wrong. I mean, when the enemy comes by and begins to put something on us, what do we usually do? We agree with him with our words instead of resisting him. See, Jesus told you in James chapter 4, verse 7, number one, you are to submit yourself to me, God. What does it mean to submit yourself to God? What does it mean? To obey him. Is that what it says? Obey. Well, if you obey, the police don't ever come after you, do they? No, no. So if you obey, the demons don't come after you either, do they? They may try it. But at least if you've submitted yourself to the king, when they do come and try to put something upon you, you can resist them with it is written, and they have to leave you. But we don't know that. We don't know that. You on the cross. I'm here. The Lord dispatched trying to tell him. Now, he's laying there, and the doctors, when they finally get him and haul him to the hospital, says he is, with all the strength he's got, he's praying and asking God, I'm going to make it. And then after the doctors walk out, he hears them say he ain't going to make it. So he's laying there saying, God, I'm useless to you now.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.